The next patient is Elizabeth Schwellenberg. The last name is S, like in Sierra, C, like in Charlie, H, like in Hotel, W, like in Whiskey, A, like in Alpha, L, like in Lima, E, like in Echo, N, like in November, B, like in Beta, E, like in Echo, R, like in Roger, G, like in Gate. Clinical case of a 67-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease. The patient used to be more morbidly obese and has developed the patient has a history of obesity. She had a bariatric intervention that was a laparoscopic band, and the patient continues to lose weight very aggressively. The last visit that was in December, the fifth, the patient was 208 pounds, and today's visit, the patient is 175 pounds. There is no evidence of malnutrition. The albumin is 4.22, and there is no evidence of anemia. In the serum electrolytes, the patient that is high evidence of hypokalemia, we are going to recommend a diet that is increased in the potassium, and we'll reevaluate. Following number. The patient has a lengthy history of depression that has been severe and has been treated by Dr. Feldman, F-E-L-D-M-A-N, in Tampa. The medications have been adjusted. However, during today's interview, we know that the patient is somnolent and is not prompt to answer questions. She follows commands well. She's taking a bupropion, 300 milligrams in the morning and 150 milligrams in the morning and 300 milligrams in the evening. And she continues to take clonazepam, 1 milligram 3 times a day, and duloxetine, 60 milligrams once a day. We are going to make Dr. Feldman aware of the clinical condition to see if he continues to taper down the medications. Following number, hyperlipidemia, that has to be reevaluated. The latest laboratory workup showed a cholesterol of 220, but since then the patient has lost a lot of weight. We are going to repeat the lipid panel for the next appointment. Following number, hypotension, that is has been treated with the administration of midodrine, and this is most likely orthostatic hypotension. Following number, she has a history of atrial fibrillation. She has procedure. Ablation. She has a history of atrial fibrillation. The clinical examination today fails to show the presence, and she has a history of two ablations in the past, and she has a loop recorder that is followed by Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A. In other words, and the patient continues to be on Eliquis. Following over hypothyroidism and replacement therapy, following over the patient has a remote history of nephrolithiasis. Following over the patient has gastroesophageal reflux disease. That is without esophagitis, following number, bronchial asthma that doesn't have exacerbations recently, and she has obstructive sleep apnea that is treated with the CPAP. We're going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup. From the nephrology point of view, the patient doesn't have any proteinuria, the kidney function remains stable. The most likely situation is that after the next visit, we return her to the care of Dr. Beltre, B-E-L-T-R-E.